and hello and welcome to the Inspiring South Africans family from Heather de Wit in Heart Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I've profiled people and organizations in and out of South Africa who are inspiring us as a people. They're doing it with purpose and focused on the healing and the thriving of the people and all living things on the planet. I'm featuring here a highly respected South African multi-instrumentalist, a jazz musician and producer whose sheer love of sound is evident from the variety of instruments he plays, including the African mouthbow, the bird whistle, berimba, didgeridoo, the guitar, keyboards, kora, and the thumb piano, and who I believe when he plays any of his many instruments, he becomes it. What a gift! And here I welcome one of my favorite people and one of South Africa's 21 icons, Maestro Pops Mohammed. Hello, Pops.
Hello, Heather. How are you, my friend?
I'm fabulous, and thank you for doing this with me. It's an honor.
It's my honor as well.
Thank you. Pops, as you know, I created Inspiring South Africans in part to honor the legacy of Nelson Mandela and to keep his dream for South Africa alive. So let's start with some Madiba moments from you. Go ahead.
Madiba moments are fantastic. It's something amazing to remember. I first met Madiba when we were doing all these campaigns, when they were campaigning for ANC before 1994. And my connection was Tokyo Zitkwale. He always used to book me. In fact, he made the first booking and he said, I'd love you to come and perform on a campaign. Because he knew me the second day when he came out of Robben Island. Welcome Umswami brought him to my house in Orange Grove. And I didn't know from nowhere who Tokyo Zitkwale was. I made him a nice biryani and that's how the relationship started.
Ah, biryani. Okay, what a good
yes.
start.
So we did our first campaign in Soweto when Madiba asked everybody to put their guns away.
That's a good thing.
Because when you walked into the stadium, people were cheering and excited and you could hear gunshots. And he said, that I don't appreciate anymore. Those should be put away. And as he walked off stage, we started playing and he looked at me. And he said to me that I love what you are doing. You must continue doing so. That was the first encounter. And I was so impressed with what he was saying. And then the second one was when he celebrated his 75th birthday party at Carlton Center. We were invited to go and perform there. And only to find when we were sitting backstage, Madiba walked into our dressing room. Kay made a few jokes and says to me, oh, it's you again. What's your name? I said, Pops. He says, okay. So it was arranged that me and Madiba would walk onto stage with his birthday cake. His 75th birthday cake was a huge cake on a big plate, you know, huge thing. So he was going to carry on the one side and me on the other side. So as that magic moment came, we walked slowly onto stage. And as we were about to get onto the center, into the center of the stage, because Madiba was limping already on the one side, and so something went wrong and the cake slipped. But thanks God, and he went like, Popo, 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 careful, careful. I said, but it's you. He says, no, carry. So we balanced the cake and everybody started clapping hands in the audience, and we managed to get the cake onto the big table. So that was such a beautiful moment. And then after the concert, after we had performed, he came back to encourage us, you know, and saying that you're doing a very hard gig. It's not profitable
yes.
in these days, but what you're doing will inspire many South Africans, and you could be a mentor for indigenous musicians and for the younger generation. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you for those beautiful things and that he called you mm-hmm. Pawpaw. I know that was very special. Now, Pops, your music career has spanned some 40 years, which is incredible, and you're still doing it.
Yes, I'm still doing it.
As a musician myself, I know that music is a universal language and that it can ignite all kinds of emotions, positive and negative. And that it can heal or incite anger and violence. So how do you know as an intuitive musician that you are that a song or a collaboration you produce is right and will engender a positive response? How do you kind of gauge that?
Well, I think over the years when I started out working with indigenous instruments, I always used to get positive signs from people. I walk in the streets and young teenagers, I mean people at the age of 14, 15, would come up to me and say, "My grandfather plays your music, can I touch your hand?" And I say to myself that I must be doing something right. You know, if young kids this age are listening to music and I'm inspiring, you know, in the work that I do, surely it must be projecting something good. No anger into people, and our concert is always there to remind people of where they're coming from and where they're going to.
Yeah.
So I'm gauging it all on that whatever we are doing, it really inspires people and it doesn't provoke any anger or some kind of strange anxiety. We played to people in England and we had people crying tears after the concert and saying that you really touched my heart.
Wow, I know. And you know, that's the beautiful thing about your music, that it really enables people, no matter who they are, what age they are, what color they are, it enables them to really feel that whole desire to get back to the roots. That's what I believe about it.
I would say that we are politicians from a different kind, because I believe that music is the only art form, as far as I know, and in the history of the world since the world began, was the only art form that brought people from all religions, color and creed. Doesn't matter who you are, you're a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Jewish, that's the only art form that brought people together. Because why? People are now, especially today, are looking for answers. And they always know when they go to listen to world music, whatever problems they have, somehow the music seems to be healing them in such a way that it inspires them to carry on with life, no matter how difficult things are.
Absolutely. And you know, you painted such a beautiful picture there. And I fully agree with you on all you said. And now in conclusion, can you give me your message for budding South Africans musicians today, whatever form they choose?
You know, I've never had mentors. I had people that I looked up to and I never had the opportunity to meet them when I was young, at the age of 21, 22. But I used to hang on to my dreams, no matter how difficult it is. I say to musicians today, you arm yourself with music and with love.
Yes, fantastic.
And the only way you can arm yourself is to get rid of your I'ms. And when I talk about I'ms, I'm talking about I'm this and I'm that and I can do this. Oh, I went overseas and I met this one. If you get rid of those egos.
Yes, okay.
Here I am, 40 years later, and I'm still performing. I'm still traveling the world. And it feels for me that
still
I've started
doing
my life all over again. Because why? I've been very true to myself. I got rid of my I'ms. I also had egos and I realized that is not going to happen. And that's a lesson that I got from the great one and only Quincy Jones.
Wow. Okay, Pops. That's absolutely beautiful. I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you for the beautiful time.
Thank you.
And I wish you onwards and upwards in the wonderful joy that you bring to the world in your music and the extraordinary human being that you are. Thank you, Pops.
Thank you. And Cape Town, here we come from 3rd March up to the 15th.